This week, the Oregon House and Senate approved a bill that would allow the speed limit on rural highways to be raised to as much as 70 miles per hour. Governor Kitzhaber, a former emergency room doctor, has expressed opposition to such ideas in the past, and it's unclear whether he'll sign off on the bill. In the meantime, commentator Andrew Holt says he's been reflecting on his own pace of life and how that relates to miles per hour.
I have a confession to make. Man, I really don't want to. You know, growing up, I always wanted to be just like everybody else, but I can't keep silent anymore. It's best to accept it and admit it. I drive the speed limit on neighborhood streets. There, now it's out in the open. Even when the signs say 25, I watch my speed. Other people may secretly fantasize about slowing down the frantic pace of their lives, but not many actually do it, not out on public roads. I've tried to fit in, I really have. When cars and trucks line up behind me, I'll push on the gas, but even 5 miles an hour over the limit usually isn't enough to satisfy normal drivers. I see their harried looks in my rearview mirror trying to hurry me on. I know they blame me, not their kids' soccer schedules or bosses' demands. I know they think it's my fault and not our sprawled out cities that fling home and work and shopping miles apart across the map. And I accept responsibility. It's true that because I'm going 25 instead of 35, for every mile they're stuck on my tail, they fall almost 42 seconds further behind. 42 seconds. That's more time than it takes to watch one TV commercial. That's almost as long as it takes to zap a cup of coffee in the microwave. So I understand when they flash their lights at me or honk their horns. I can even empathize with the desperate souls who roar out across a double yellow line to pass me on a blind corner. Yes, I understand why people will risk their lives to get back up to speed. After all, there's so much we have to do, so many places we have to get to right now. There's not a second to spare. Certainly not 42.
The comments of Andrew Holtz, a Portland writer.